Jim, would you describe the aims of the 420 Games?
Yeah, it's a pretty unique event, and most people kind of, when they hear marijuana off the start, they don't understand it and start making fun of it. But it's a very serious endeavor, and it is as far from a stoner-ish, quote-unquote, event as you can get. It's about destigmatizing the healthy, active, and responsible people that happen to use cannabis in a healthy lifestyle, and trying to end the name stoner for people that use cannabis, just like if you have a glass of wine, it wouldn't really be right to call you a drunk.
Can you tell me about the need to dispel the stereotype of the cannabis user?
Yeah, it's propaganda and false information that's really led those beliefs. And starting with the police, I have to say the police in San Francisco have been so cool. I mean, I'm not quoting anyone directly, but what I was told is, you know, we're not out there trying to bust people for using marijuana. We've got a lot of other bigger things to do, and that's the least of our concerns. So the police were amazing, and breaking down these stereotypes really are just about making people like myself and others feel okay about, you know, talking about what their vice is. A lot of people use wine or beer or whatever else, and I don't think people should be ashamed to say that they use cannabis to make themselves more healthy or happy, because it's a great substance. And I'm so happy to be alive during the era of prohibition, walls breaking down.
You know, some of the best skiers and mountain bikers and athletes I know are regular cannabis users. Can you tell us about the suitability of marijuana for athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, alcohol and cigarettes are two things that are 200 times worse than marijuana and detrimental to us. So, you know, personally, I use cannabis every day. I don't personally smoke, but I eat my cannabis edibly. And that's another beautiful thing, that the world's coming to a point where you can vape and do things other than smoking, which is probably the worst way to ingest. But I work out every day. I swim a mile and a half every morning. I eat my cannabis before I go. And when I'm in the gym working out, lifting weights, all those things, I find a degree of focus and just getting into what I'm doing that I don't have. I maybe have a little bit of ADD, and it's just like taking a pill, but it's something natural from God's great earth. So I believe that if you take it in a method that you're not trying to get high out of your head and you're just trying to keep yourself level, it's probably one of the most beneficial things to an athlete. It keeps you in the zone. It keeps your mind focused on what you're doing, and it lets you and allows you to exercise and be out there for longer and actually have more fun while you're doing it.
Well, I saw some photos from your recent event in San Francisco, and man, everyone seemed to be having a real good time and looked like a nice day. And what was the mood of participants? Did it come off as you hoped?
Wow, that was probably my favorite part of the weekend and the most awesome thing for me personally to see. I was a little trepidatious about the wrong crowd coming out, because we're definitely trying to be the antithesis of the Hippie Hill smoke-in. And you know, we put the messaging out. We didn't want people overtly smoking and breeding that bad image. So literally 99.9% of the people that showed up were exactly what we wanted to represent our message. They were athletic people there for a reason, not there to get high, there to be athletic, but for a cause. And there was a feeling of camaraderie and just awesomeness and friendship between many people that didn't know each other just because of that commonality that they use cannabis and that they're responsible and good people. So there was it was a beautiful vibe. People were high-fiving and hugging and just having an amazing time. I was proud that I put it on, quite honestly.
Well, Jim, is there anything else about your event or its aims that are of interest or might be of interest that I haven't asked you?
You know, it was our first event, and I really intend to grow this to go beyond California. But, you know, just to say, I think for the next 6 months, we're going to be going up and down the coast of California, from San Diego to Orange County to L.A. to Tahoe. We're going to have a stand-up paddleboard race in Tahoe and just begin to spread the message. So, you know, really all I would have to say is, if you're interested in this, check out our website at 420games.org. And I'm really reachable through the website. Anybody that wants to talk to me about this message and what we're trying to put out there, I'll get right back to you. And we're looking for other soldiers to get on the ground with us and really push this message, this beautiful message, out there to everybody.
Well, Jim McAlpine, thank you so much for taking time to chat with Cannabis Radio News.
My pleasure and honor to be on Cannabis Radio News. Thank you very much.